Well, hello there. Hope you're doing well. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. A very warm welcome to Acupuncture Point. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes. Turn around, bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Turn around, bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit restless. I dream of something wise. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit angry and I know I've got to get out and cry. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified but then I see the look in your eyes.
We'll be right back. falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Gosh, I don't know about you, but I almost got blown away amidst all of that high drama just there. Hello, 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 how are you doing? You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, and I am delighted to be your host of Acupuncture Point. So we really do have a brilliant, brilliant show lined up for you today. So fasten your seatbelts, because acupuncture is going out into outer space. We're going to find out whether acupuncture can help with multiple sclerosis, acupuncture for sleep, and also I'm going to be sharing with you a rather, well, it's terrible actually. It's a terrible tale of Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan's and his experience with acupuncture. And if that wasn't enough, we're also going to be playing another rip-roaring round of Game of Themes. And if you would like to join in the tremendous fun, and I use that word extremely, extremely loosely, all you need to do is to see if you are able to connect the dots and to guess the common theme that links together all of the glorious music that I'm going to be playing for you in today's show.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello, hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station and we're available online. We're also available via the UK Health Radio app and also simply ask Alexa. However you do it, I am so grateful that you do tune in and that you support our station. And also, little old me and my little old show. Fasten your seatbelts because we are now going up, up, up into outer space. Now, I came across this brilliant, brilliant article in Acupuncture Today. I wanted to share it with you. Did you know, and I only discovered this literally today, that NASA and other government agencies have been researching acupuncture for more than a decade. And this is to replace hundreds and hundreds of pounds in weight of medications for space travel. So if you think about it, let's sit back now and nurse our cup of tea and rock gently in our rocking chair and think about it. Because a manned mission to Mars can take approximately 6 months to a year. And this is a very, very significant amount of time, obviously, for you to spend in outer space. And So basically, the French, Chinese and Russian space programs have already used acupuncture in space in order to prevent and to treat a wide number of conditions that you can have when you're living in an environment like outer space. Now, this article, I'm not reading it word for word, don't worry, but this article was actually written by somebody who had been an aerospace engineer before retraining in the field of acupuncture. So he knows what he's talking about. So basically, he goes on to write about how when you're in outer space, astronauts can suffer things like muscle atrophy, weakness in their immunity. They can have impaired vision, decreased kidney function, and the list goes on and on and on. So basically, they've been looking into how acupuncture could help with dealing with some of these symptoms. And basically, they have found that acupuncture is very, very helpful. And there is an ongoing study called the Astronaut Microbiome Project. And this is looking at how acupuncture can help these people when they're in outer space. Now, why should NASA, etc., be looking at acupuncture? Now, according to this article, it's basically because medical equipment is generally very, very heavy, and it costs $10,000 to put just 1 pound in weight into outer space. So it's very expensive to haul around lots and lots of medical supplies. Another thing to bear in mind is that when you give somebody drugs, it essentially means that they are out of action for up to 60 hours, and this can impact their mission. Now, in addition, water is recycled on board the spaceship. I can't believe that I'm talking about outer space on our show. And this water is recycled, and this can then contain traces of drugs, which can exert negative effects on the entire crew. So basically, they're looking at ways, these clever people are looking at ways that they can provide acupuncture treatment to these astronauts in order to help them with things like pain relief and also sickness. So apparently, traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture will be used on NASA's manned mission to Mars. I like the alliteration, don't you? Which is currently scheduled for the late 2030s. How exciting.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you. Even though you left your way across town. Wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found?
listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. I can't tell you how proud and pleased I am every time I say that we've got over 1.4 million listeners every single week, and it's all down to you and to your support. So thank you so much for doing that. Now, over the summertime, I was contacted by a journalist from The Guardian, and he wanted to do an interview with me. All terribly, terribly exciting. Anyway, so he wanted to basically investigate whether acupuncture could help with multiple sclerosis. And he was doing a filmed series for The Guardian where he was going to talk about that. So I said, actually, acupuncture can help with some of the symptoms of MS, and invited him to come along and to try a treatment. It was really, really, really exciting. You know, whenever you invite somebody into your place and you're showing off about what you can do, I was very pleased to do that. And I was even more pleased about the fact that this lovely, lovely guy, he'd come and leaning quite heavily using his walking stick. And at the end of the session, he was able to stand up completely straight and to walk along the corridor without leaning on his stick at all. I felt so, so happy about that. Of course, me being me, I was busy rabbiting, wasn't I? I was busy rabbiting with the cameraman whilst this miraculous feat happened. So so that particular walk wasn't actually caught on camera. Anyway, I'll let you know when it actually comes out, and I'll tell you where to where you can watch this lovely interview. Anyway, coming back to this article, how acupuncture is helpful for MS. Let's just start off by explaining what MS, multiple sclerosis, is. It's a chronic neurological disorder, and it affects about 2.8 million people all around the world. And it impacts on several different regions of the brain and also the spinal cord. And this causes a number of symptoms, including sensory or visual impairment, fatigue, cognitive impairment, as well as bowel and bladder dysfunction, as well as some others. Now, many people have conventional medication, and they do this, but also lots of people use complementary treatments like acupuncture alongside their conventional treatments. And this really is my feeling about where things work best. It's everything working in conjunction with each other. The thing that I would also suggest, particularly if you're thinking about giving acupuncture a go for the first time, please do, just like everything, please do go with somebody who has experience and who you feel has got enough training. As a general rule of thumb, I think that a 3-year course in acupuncture is a really good place to start. Also, talk to your practitioner, find out whether they are insured, and also if they've had experience of treating your particular condition, because all of those things are going to help you to feel confident in your treatment. Now, let me descend from my soapbox there, and I'm going to describe a little bit about how acupuncture could help people with MS. It can, well, there've not been any large-scale clinical trials about the use of acupuncture in people with MS, but there are plenty of studies to demonstrate that acupuncture can help with some MS-related symptoms. So, for example, fatigue. Acupuncture reduces fatigue in people, according to two studies, after 8 treatments. In fact, I've had patients who've come to me and after about four treatments, really, really doing a lot of building up of their energy through the use of Moxa and stimulating some really strong points, I've seen that fatigue just lifts. Pain. Many people who have multiple sclerosis experience pain, and acupuncture is very, very well known at helping to reduce symptoms of pain. One of the things that I noticed when I treated this Guardian journalist was that we did some treatments to help with the balance on either side of his body, and he reported after the treatment feeling and standing a lot straighter, that his gait had improved. And a recent study, quite a small-scale study of 20 people with MS, demonstrated a 95% improvement in walking with acupuncture. Isn't that interesting? Muscle stiffness. People with acupuncture often experience a reduction in muscle stillness. And this is actually where I would say people who've had limited training in acupuncture, so for example, a doctor who's learnt how to do acupuncture over the course of a couple of weekends, they might be able to give some relief with muscle stiffness, because there is a technique where you use acupuncture needles, but not into specific acupoints. And that's called dry needling, and that can absolutely help to improve the relaxation of muscles. And finally, I would say that mental health. So I said at the beginning of this article that MS can really create some depression and anxiety in people with it, and there have been a lot of studies into how acupuncture can help people with mental health issues like depression. And in fact, this 2020 study that this paper is looking at demonstrated that electroacupuncture combined with antidepressants was more effective in improving depressive symptoms than antidepressants alone. I know. It sort of feels like acupuncture is getting into its superhero costume and coming to the rescue.
Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. You've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Hello, hello, hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting my show, Acupuncture Point, and enabling me to share my love of this wonderful medicine with the world. Here at UK Health Radio, we are committed to shining a light on positivity, on things that will make your heart shine with joy and delight. So we would love to connect with you on social media as a way of helping us to do this on an even bigger scale. Please, please, please do follow us and like us, because in this way we are hopefully able to touch and to change more and more people's lives for the better. So I'd now like to talk about acupuncture and sleep. One of the, you know, sleep obviously is so important. And as a practitioner of Chinese medicine, I will often, if not always, talk to my patients about their sleeping patterns, because I am able to basically demonstrate through treatment that when you're not sleeping well, something's at the heart of this. Something is causing this. And bad sleep will often have a myriad of other health-related problems. You might wake up with headaches. You certainly will feel exhausted. One of the lovely things about being a practitioner is after a few weeks, once a patient's really getting into the treatment, after a few weeks, I'll ask, so how's he sleeping then? And they'll say, you know what? I hadn't thought about that for ages. It's actually really good now. And that is such an absolute pleasure. It's such a pleasure because that means their sleeping is better. They're rested. Their rhythms are all beginning to go back into sync. Now, I will usually suggest to my patients that they will find themselves having a really good night's sleep, particularly after the first treatment. When they've had a bit of a clear out, they're feeling very calm. And yes, and it's really gorgeous. People coming back and saying that was the first good night's sleep that I've had for years. So, at the moment, so many people are coming to me with sleep-related problems. Financial problems cause a lot of sleepless nights. But also worry, just general worry about how things are going in the world. And I love the fact that acupuncture can treat insomnia, and it can also help to improve the quality of your sleep. Now, according to a study published in the National Library of Medicine, acupuncture may be one of the alternative treatments to treat insomnia with little side effects. So essentially what we're doing is we are, through the use of our teeny tiny little sterile stainless steel needles, we are helping to create a balance in the vital energy, or your qi, as it flows through your body. And when your flow is rectified, when your body is flowing as it should be, you will notice changes in just the general functioning and improvements in the general functioning of your body. So when you have the acupuncture treatment, you will hopefully begin to relax. This will help to lead to improved sleep, which in turn will lead to improved thinking, improved energy levels. So I'm really, really pleased to hear more about how acupuncture can help with sleep. In terms of the scientific mechanisms behind it, I'm not really all that hot on this, but some extremely clever people, they note that melatonin, which is a hormone that induces sleep, levels of melatonin are increased by acupuncture treatment. And the influence of acupuncture on controlling melatonin and another hormone called adenosine is critical for harmonizing the body's natural cycle. Melatonin is released at nighttime, and this promotes drowsiness, but adenosine is released all day to keep us active. In addition, acupuncture, and this isn't me saying this, this is very clever sleep specialists saying this, acupuncture helps to improve the levels of other hormones in our body, including serotonin, which further improves our sleep quality. And it's also thought that acupuncture can help to normalize the sleep-wake cycle.
In my mind, there's a face. On my lips, there's a name. In my life, there's no place for the man that I love. 'Cause I'm living my life just to sing and be free. From LA to New York, from New York to LA.
That makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello there, you're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting Acupuncture Point. Now, when I read this article, I just thought, bleh, that is foul. So, Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan recalls having acupuncture needles stuck in his private parts. It was the most humiliating and painful experience of my life. Well, frankly, this is preposterous. I don't know who gave him acupuncture, but no professional acupuncturist ever goes anywhere near them parts of your body. So let me read you this article, which I found in the Indian Express. So basically, actor Shah Rukh Khan, he's known for his wit, his charm, and also for his amazing dancing and acting skills. He's a very, very, very big Bollywood star. And but he also wrote for an article. He also wrote for a website called DNA, and on this website he was talking about his experience of acupuncture to help him with a prolapsed disc. So this is what he said. He basically didn't want to go in for surgery for this disc problem, and so he decided that he would wait a year and try alternative methods, which many people do. So according to him, he said, "To me, it was just intriguing that there was such a wonderful variety of cures and treatments on offer for a serious injury like mine." And he proceeded to talk about all of the various things, including, and these are his words, not my words, pin therapy. So apparently, the thought of him sticking needles in my neck was scary, but I need not have worried. He didn't want to put needles in my neck. Instead, he wanted to stick them in my private parts to fix my neck. As you can imagine, it was an extremely hurtful prospect. I was shaken to the core of my being, not to mention below it. I mean, as I'm reading this, I'm just thinking, foul. Absolutely foul. But also, I don't quite believe it. I don't quite believe it. Because if you go to see an experienced and a fully trained practitioner of acupuncture, there's no way that they'd go anywhere near that, you know, below the belt part of you anyway. Shah Rukh goes on. He kept on repeating, "Take off your clothes, take off your clothes." So I took off my shirt, but it didn't seem to suffice. He continued his chant regardless, "Take off your clothes." So Shah Rukh Khan then apparently found himself lying naked on a table with a specialist looming over him with big, big pins. He goes on, "The rest is too graphic to describe. It was the most humiliating and painful experience of my life." This is why, if you're listening, Shah Rukh, this is why you need to go and see a professional in the field of acupuncture. You need to see somebody like one of my brilliant colleagues who are members of the Association of Acupuncture Clinicians. We've had a minimum of 3-year training in acupuncture. We're fully insured, and we certainly don't want to be seeing any of our patients' private parts on our treatment tables. So this again just underlines my point. If this story is true, and I've taken it from the Indian Express, if this story is true, what an awful experience that this man has had. but also this is why you need to go and see somebody professional. And I'll stop my lecture there. Now, have you been playing along to this week's Game of Themes? Here is your final chance to guess. Here's your final clue. Dear friends, how did you do? Were you able to crack this week's cryptic Game of Themes? Of course you were, of course you were. In honour of acupuncture going out into outer space, this week's theme was outer space. We start off with Bonnie Tyler and her wonderful song Total Eclipse of the Heart. We had Arthur's theme by Christopher Cross, Fly Me to the Moon, Lou Reed's song, Satellite of Love. Oh, I know, I know. And we had Patsy Galland and her song, New York to LA. Now, I'm not entirely sure why. Oh, that was it. I'm a star in New York. I'm a star in LA. There we go. And we're finishing off with this by Madonna, Lucky Star. And on that note, it's been an absolute pleasure to spend time with you this week. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. Lots and lots and lots of love. Goodbye.